Plume grew up in a household of theatrical performers. His parents had been touring actors. They performed in market squares, town halls, small village fairs. Plume had spent his childhood watching audiences respond to different theatrical tones. He had learned, by age 8, that the same story told in different tones produced different audience experiences. A joyful tone produced laughter. A somber tone produced tears. An urgent tone produced suspense. An ironic tone produced a particular kind of knowing smile. The tone was as important as the words. He had applied this to written passages at 15 and realized that authors of written passages have tone too. The tone is not in the words themselves. The same words can have different tones in different contexts. The tone is in the author's choices, word selection, sentence rhythm, what is emphasized, what is downplayed, what is included, what is omitted. The reader hears the author's tone, even without sound. Plume had walked to the ReadQuest Academy at 18. He has been the Academy's author's purpose and tone teacher for 10 years. In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He stands at the front. His plumage is currently in neutral brown, default resting color. He says, "I am Plume. My plumage shifts color with the author's tone. Watch." He reads a passage aloud. The passage is from a science textbook explaining how plants photosynthesize. His plumage stays neutral brown. He says, "Informational tone. The author is conveying information without strong emotion. The plumage stays neutral. That tells you the author's purpose, to inform." He reads a second passage, a children's story about a puppy's first snow. His plumage shifts to bright, cheerful gold. He says, "Joyful tone. The author is celebrating the puppy's experience. The plumage brightens. The author's purpose? To entertain and to share delight." He reads a third passage, a news article about a community responding to a flood. His plumage shifts to cool, deep blue with edges of soft urgency. He says, "Somber tone with urgency. The author is conveying serious news while acknowledging community resilience. The plumage colors this combination. The author's purpose, to inform with appropriate emotional weight." He reads a fourth passage, a satirical opinion piece. His plumage shifts to sharp red with a particular shimmer of irony. He says, "Ironic tone. The author is saying one thing, but meaning another. The plumage colors with the irony shimmer. The author's purpose? To persuade through indirect critique." The students always, always find the plumage shifting visually striking. They had been told that author's tone was a thing to attend to. Plume shows them what tone looks like as a real-time signal. They learn to attend to tone the way they learn to attend to weather. Plume then teaches the common author purpose tone pairings: inform, neutral; persuade, urgent or ironic; entertain, joyful; reflect, contemplative; warn, somber or urgent. The pairings are not rigid. A single passage can blend purposes and tones, but the pairings are a useful starting framework. When students ask Plume whether reading for author's tone is hard, Plume always says the same thing. "It is not hard. It is listening for the author's voice. The author has a purpose, a thing they are trying to do. The author has a tone, a way of sounding while doing it. The purpose and the tone together create the reading experience. Listen for both." He still stands at the front. His plumage shifts gently as students read aloud. The students see the shifts. They calibrate.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Plume. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.